Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. It is indeed a pleasure to have you all on the air following this broadcast. Thank you all so very much. We're certainly looking forward to getting into tonight's broadcast, and we are very much appreciative of all of you all that have been staying with us for so long. So we're going to invite you to continue to listen in, tune in to this broadcast as we air it every Tuesday from 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can also join us on Fridays from 7 to 7:30 for your half-hour inspirational program. You know, if you should miss any of the live shows, you can certainly go in and tune in to the archives. Just simply go to the website at drjessewalker.com, and you can tune in to any of our archives right there and listen to, we have over 700 shows, that is, right about now. So you can certainly catch a show in the archives, and we welcome you to do so. This evening, we're so happy to have back with us our co-host, Ms. Blake. We've been sending out our prayers and our condolences. Ms. Blake, as you may recall, she lost her mother about a week ago. And certainly it is indeed a pleasure to have her back with us. We know times like that, there's, you know, you just don't know what to say. And unless you've walked in those shoes, it makes it even more difficult to understand somebody who's grieving the loss of a mother. And I've been there through a crisis like that because I've lost my mother unexpectedly. And so it's never easy because even 20-some years now, there's you're constantly always thinking about your mother. So, you know, you just live and hope one day that as life goes on, and hopefully one day there's a great reunion that you certainly look forward to. And, you know, and that's our hope. So having said that, we want to go ahead and bring Ms. Blake in. And Ms. Blake, welcome back. You know, under the circumstances, and, you know, I know that I can't expect normalcy, whatever that is, but certainly it's good to have you back.
Well, hi, Dr. Walker. Excuse me. And I'm glad to be back with the radio family and those who have been listening and supporting the show through the years. And I just want to say thanks to each of you for your prayers and thoughts and well wishes. It's really been overwhelming. I'm still getting cards in the mail even today. So our family is just really thankful to all the love that was shown to our mother, and as well as, you know, just the love in general.
Okay. All right. Ms. Blake, why don't you go ahead at this time and give out your commercial.
Sure. Well, I'm excited. One of the things that you've heard me talk about on the show for months, for those of you who are regulars, is the fact that I am an author of a couple of books, and the second edition to Falling in Love with Me doors next month. And so I'm really going to be out on the circuit doing more guests on various radio shows and venues to promote that. And for those of you who don't really know a lot about the book, it is a book that really helps specifically women start to understand why they make some of the unhealthy choices that they may make in relationships. And it's not just for young girls or young women. It's for all ages. And I do want to say it's not just for women, actually. I certainly wrote it geared toward a female, but there have been several males who have purchased the book because the human experience, you know, goes across the sexes, across the gender. And just to sum it up, if you're trying to have a more fulfilling relationship, if you really want to learn how to value and love yourself, and a lot of people think they love themselves, but they're really not taking care of themselves. They're taking care of everybody else, and it shows up in their choices. And if you're trying to figure out who the right man is for you, you may have some choices and you're trying to narrow it down, then this book really will help you. Again, it's called Falling in Love with Me. And you can get it even before it hits the stores by contacting Tate, that's T-A-T-E, Publishing. You go online and look that up. The book is online for purchase, or you can go to my website, my company website, that is, which is www.sterlingleaders.org. Send us a message and my staff will get it to me. We'll give you the information. You can go through PayPal, and we'll be glad to get you an autographed copy sent out to you.
Okay. All right. That's and you did mention your life coaching as well. Is that right?
Didn't say a lot about that. I am a certified professional life coach. I do help people, inspire people to greatness. And certainly I offer a complimentary consultation session by phone, roughly 30 minutes. So if you'd like to know more about that, you can contact our company on the main line, which is 770-866-2162, or send us a message through the website. Again, that's fosteringleaders.org. And that's
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right. We're, having said that, we're going to get ready to go right into the story. And I certainly hope and trust that our listeners are up for it. And, you know, if you want to get in early tonight with a comment or a thought, by all means, we're going to ask you to press 1 at that time. So please stand by as we get ready to go right to the thought for the evening. All right, let me, Ms. Blake, just before we go to that, why don't you give our listening audience just a tidbit of what, you know, they can, some of the benefits that they can get as a person in a relationship or single or aspiring to date. What are some of the benefits, you know, that they can get from this show? And go ahead and take about 45 seconds to a minute and just let them know what this show is all about. I've reiterated, and sometimes, you know, we have an audience that may get it even better from you. So why don't you go ahead and let them know the benefits that they can get from listening to this show?
Certainly. Well, this show, when I tell people about it, I commonly refer to it as All About Relationships, because that is what the show really is about. We talk real life dilemmas and issues and situations, and it's all about relationships. And the show is really designed for adults, so definitely adults over the age of 18 or 21. And these individuals can be single, they can be married, they can be divorced, they can be widowed. Because the human experience is one of trying to relate to one another. And it takes a lot. It takes understanding. It takes communication. And so we talk about all of those issues. We are a Christian-based show. What does that mean? Doesn't mean that if you're not considering yourself a Christian, you can't listen to the show. We want you to listen. But many of our perspectives and our food for thought in the end will come from that perspective. And, you know, we're not caught up on a specific, philosophy, but we do give biblical answers. And we also keep it real. And that is the thing I think that has been an honor for me to be a part of this show, because I'm always about keeping it real. And Dr. Walker knows. He calls it taking the gloves off, and I call it keeping it real. And so oftentimes when callers call in, we'll find that they may we may challenge the caller. And it's not to make you feel uncomfortable or get you out of your comfort zone, but we just want you to keep it real. Because at the end of the day, we need to just sometimes provide some exposure so that you can have healing and the things that are really needed. And so that's where we are with this show. It's a ministry to people worldwide, internationally. People listen to the show. And definitely we just want to be able to continue to make a difference in your lives. And the show with your comments oftentimes makes a difference in our lives. So, you know, we're life coaches, both Dr. Walker and myself. But, you know, life coaches don't have all the answers. And life coaches, we are human. And so everyone has something that can be beneficial to share. So we encourage you, if you're listening to something, call in. Go ahead and press 1, and we'll get to you. We'll bring our producers will bring you on the line. And certainly don't be shy about speaking your mind. Because what you're going through, whether you call in or you send us a comment or comment on Facebook or one of social media sites, other people are experiencing it too. And we want you to know that you're not alone. And we're here about trying to help create solutions and give guidance. We don't pretend to know all the answers, but we are here to, you know, put out good solutions and guidance and give you a forum where you can just be open and honest and real. That kind of summarizes it, Dr. Walker.
That is perfect. I couldn't have done a better job myself. Thank you so very much for that, Ms. Blake. Again, I could not have done, you know, sometimes it takes someone else to go out and reiterate some of the things that you thought you said, and oftentimes, and that's what makes, you know, other humans so great, is because you don't have to totally rely on yourself for everything. So I thank you for that. All right,
you're
welcome. We're going to get here. Okay, we're going to go right here now to the story. George and Harriet, these are our characters for this evening. George and Harriet, after 6 years of marriage and no children, George and Harriet are having serious issues, not only loving each other, but also finding it difficult to live each to like each other, that is. They not only having it difficult to, you know, love each other, but they're really having a hard time liking each other at this point. Now, the major issue in their marriage is that Harriet constantly complains that George does not want to do anything with her. He does not date her anymore, and it is really bothering her. Now, the couple both agrees that the marriage has lost youth and vitality and cannot seem to find a way to bring any of it back into their marriage. Their first 2 years of marriage were extremely great because they did everything together. Now they spend more time living in independent worlds, which has actually clearly caused them to be going in different directions. Now, here are some of the issues they are facing. Here are some of those issues. Number one, there is no romance in the relationship or the marriage. Number two, there's no flirting or kissing passionately. Number three, they seldom go out together on a date. Number four, they both spend more hours working than being at home, but are not involved with anyone else. Number five, they rarely eat dinner together or spend any quality time together. Now, these are just a few of their problems the couple face, even after attending several sessions of counseling. Still, nothing seems to be working. Now, the question that we start out tonight with, Ms. Blake, and that is, you know, are they really, you know, is George and Harriet really fooling themselves by staying in what appears to be a dead-end marriage? And this, of course, brings us to our topic tonight. Is your marriage or relationship missing youth and vitality, missing youth and vitality? Ms. Blake, do you think they're staying in are they fooling themselves by staying in what appears to be a dead-end marriage?
Dr. Walker, could you repeat that, please?
Yeah. Does it appear to you that Harriet and George are staying in what appears to be a dead-end marriage?
Well, I don't know if I call it dead-end at this point. It sounds like they do have a few little challenges and issues that they need to work on and try to resolve. I'm not sure that I would really say it's dead end at this point.
All right. You know, and I tend to agree with that because I mean, if the people, if you really want it, I mean, where there's, you know, there's an old saying, where there's light, there's hope. And, you know, if there's a relationship, if you, if the two people really want it, you know, you can always find a way to try to bring it back together. And sometimes, you know, when it's over, you may know also that it's over. We're going to go to the phone lines early tonight. We're going to go to 980-245, 980-245. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
Miss Nelson.
Miss Nelson, thank you for joining us this evening. Miss Nelson,
you.
Why do you think people have lost youth and vitality, as George and Harriet may have done so in their marriage or relationship?
Well, people find the interest a lot of times has died, and they are so different. You know, people lose interest in each other. They lose interest in whatever they had when they first start a relationship. And they get to that point where nobody seems to care about what's happening in the marriage. They're just kind of going through the motions and just living their life and passing each other through the day and night. And so when you start losing all of that, no communication, no love, no kisses, no hugs, things like that, when you start losing that, you have come to a certain dead end. However, she said that it can be, you know, worked on if the two are willing to work on this marriage. If one party is willing and the other's not, then there's a chance it still wouldn't work. They both have to be a willing party to be able to try to work this out, because it's going to take a lot to try to get it back where it was, or even better.
Okay, so there is some hope. I mean, I liked what you said. It may take a lot to get it back or even make it better.
Right.
Have you known of experiences or people or even personally encountered something along those lines? Yourself, Ms. Nelson.
That's why I kind of laughed, you know, Dr. Walker, because I actually am going through the same thing. And I started wondering, does he know my life or what's going on, you know? But yeah, I'm kind of going through the same situation in my marriage, and actually, I've discovered that, you know, there's not a lot of hope in my marriage. It's basically going our separate ways, because one party's not willing to work things out. So it's it's best to just move on. I'm not wasting any more time with it. We've had counseling. We've talked and things like that, and it doesn't seem that one party's interested. So it's best to move on.
Okay, with that, Ms. Nelson, then would you say that, and I heard what you said earlier, that if it will take two, and I agree with you there. There's no argument on this end about that. And I agree with you. If one party is only willing to give it the full effort, I think it's beholden to that one party to give it as much as you can and beyond. You know,
right.
When you say, well, Dr. Walker, how do you go beyond? Well, that's the unknown. That's the mystery. You give it everything you can, whether you're praying and fasting, and then you get to the point where you say, when you know that you've done it all that you can do to salvage that marriage, to try to do your part in the marriage or the relationship, and it's just that other party doesn't seem to be wanting to meet you 100% of the way as you're giving out your 110%, then I think it is time. So what advice, if any, Ms. Nelson, would you give to George and Harriet? I mean, Harriet is just at her end. She's just like, she probably feels like maybe you do.
I would advise George and Harriet both to, you know, do whatever you can to see if you can salvage that marriage. You need to communicate, first of all, have counseling, things like that. See if there's anything that can be salvaged. If you get to that point, because, you know, for as I'm concerned, you should know in your heart when it's over. I think any woman or man should know in their heart when the relationship is over. And when you get to that point, it's time to just move on and stop wasting each other's time. Because, you know, my motto is now, you know, at one point in time it bothered me, but it doesn't bother me anymore. I have peace with it, doing a lot of prayer and stuff like that. But my motto is now I can do good all by myself. So
nice.
I've decided to just move on.
All right. Ms. Blake, did you want to contribute to that? I mean, that makes
sense
to me. You can.
Yes, it does. And I agree with our caller. Congrats to you. I know it's a difficult decision, but it definitely is a boldly, it shows that you are in love with you. And that's one of the things that I talk about in my book. It's a great book when you're going through that type of situation because it reinforces your value and your worth. And it's so easy in some relationships that we give and give of ourselves until we forget that we are the diamond. And, you know, the value, it's almost like we're devalued because of the fact that we have given and allowed others to not place treat us as we are worth. So right. Kudos to you. You know, prayers are with you.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you want to listen by way of the Internet, you can certainly call in. Go to drjessewalker.com and listen over the Internet. And certainly you can listen live if you have a comment or a thought, and we're starting to get comments coming to the studio as we speak. Tonight's topic is your relationship or marriage missing youth and vitality? You know, we welcome our callers to press 1. You can talk to the host at any point in time. If you're just joining us, our characters in tonight's story are George and Harriet. They've been married for a number of years, and the last several years, Harriet is just really, you know, she just can't take it anymore because her husband doesn't want to do anything with her anymore. He doesn't date her. They've got a number of issues that they're encountering right now, and she's just really had enough. They're having difficulty not only loving each other, but really liking each other. And Ms. Blake, let me ask you, how important is it to like somebody when you're in a relationship? How important is that?
That's extremely important. You know, love is that, we talk about it. I think of love as kind of the agape that you love, as you know, that human love that I'm there for you. But that like is to me that eros love, and that is the attraction. So, you know, if you love me and you come and you provide for the family and you wash the cars and cut the lawn, but at night you don't make me feel like a woman, and I'm not just talking about sex, but you don't make me feel wanted and needed by you, then there's still going to be a lacking in the relationship. And I would dare to say that there are probably relationships out there like that where the husband is thinking, wow, I do everything for her. I'm a great provider. I don't know why she's so unhappy. But if you're not showing her that you like her, then you've got a problem.
All right. I think that is so important. So that's important that you not only love the person, but you show that you really like them. And I agree with you, and that goes both ways. I can understand that a woman not feeling like she's not feeling needed or wanted by you. And even though you're saying, hey, I wash the car, I'll occasionally wash the dishes once every 6 months or every quarter, then, you know, she's saying, no matter what you're doing for me, if you're just not showing me that intrinsic love that I need, that I require, then, you know what, all these other things are kind of become superficial. And the man can say the same thing. If his needs are not met, and oftentimes his needs are associated with intimacy or sex, and sometimes that's not all it. It's the affection, the romance for him as well. So we want to put that clearly on the air. Now, here are some of the other issues that George and Harriet are clearly having. There's no romance in the marriage. They don't flirt or kiss, spend time kissing passionately with each other. They seldom go out together on a date. They both spend more hours working than being at home, but they're not involved with anyone else. They have had several counseling sessions, but that's not doing anything. They rarely eat dinner together or spend any quality time together. You know, and so that's what's happening with them. We're going to go to our phone lines once again. We're going to go to 954-226. Who do we have on the air with us this evening, and welcome?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us this evening. Rose, can you give us your thought on George and Harry? Should they just go in separate directions? I mean, who's got time to waste, as Ms. Nelson said earlier?
Oh, welcome back, Ms. Blake.
Thank you. Good to have you on the line.
We did miss you. Okay.
Thank you.
As I listen, it seems like, well, George is the one who seemed to have lost all interest. And although the story says he has no interest elsewhere, you know, he might have just fallen out of love with her. So although, I mean, my first thought was that, okay, he must have interest someplace else, but since he doesn't, something she might have done or something turned him off, it seemed. Okay, and so now he has lost interest. So I really hate to say, you know, people should go their separate ways in a marriage, because I really hate divorce. I know sometimes it is necessary, but I think she before they go there, she might need to find out if there is something she's doing that's turning him off. And that might be difficult to find out, but like everyone else say, do everything you can, you know, before you go the other route, before you decide that I'm going to divorce or separate. Do everything you can so that your conscience will be totally clear when you actually give up. You know within yourself, you know, I tried everything, I did everything, and so now at this point, there's nothing else I can do. I really feel bad for this couple, because there's not a third party that entered into the marriage that's causing it to go sour. So maybe them not liking each other anymore, maybe they need to try doing things together to develop that likeness again. They probably need to try to work, you know, less hours if that's possible. You know, don't work so many hours so they can spend time and dedicate a day, if it's even one day of the week, to date each other again like they did when they were dating. And they have to do something to bring the sparks back into their life, and it might have to start very small and build up, but they need to do something before they throw in the towel.
I think that those are some interesting points that you raised, Rose, and I mean, I commend you for that. You've given a number of strategies, even taking a day together to just, you know, do something together. And it sounds like, you know, that these are a lot of options. But just let me ask you, Rose, just briefly here, and I'd like you to respond to this. I mean, what happened? I mean, Ms. Blake mentions in her book, giving the people the gift of goodbye. And I'm going to ask her to expound on that in a second for our listeners if you're new to the audience tonight. But let me just ask you, Rose, here. What if it's really over? I mean, he's been turned off. Clearly, you know, as you said, she could have done something to turn him off. If she can't turn him back on, like a light switch off and on, then what happens?
Well, like I said, you know, she has to put everything, she has to give it everything. And when she determines that there's nothing else she can do, then, yes, move on. But before she just gives up, just like that, she needs to just try to find out, is there something she's doing? Because maybe there's something that's turning him off that she can fix. You know, and if it can be fixed, then I think it's worth the time to spend fixing that instead of just throwing it away. And like I said earlier, when she has done everything that she know how to, when she has exhausted all possibilities of fixing this marriage, you know, then she can say within herself, I have done everything, and she won't have that guilt when she actually goes separate ways.
All right, thank you. Ms. Blake, how important is it? Ms. Nelson, we're going to come back to you in just a moment, then we'll start taking some of the comments. If any of you all want to chime in, please do so. Tonight's topic is your marriage or relationship missing youth and vitality? Ms. Blake, how important is it to give a person the gift of goodbye?
Well, I do agree with several things that Rose said in terms of, you know, trying to give it a good shot, you know, not just, you know, giving up at the first sign of trouble. Certainly, you want to show commitment. But I'm going to just share a quote from my book. And I had here, I said, the bottom line is, regardless if you are married, single, or teen, it's important that you see people not as you want them to be, but as who they really are. And as the great author and portress Maya Angelou once said, believe people when they show you who they are. And it's been my experience that they always will. This usually doesn't take very long. Now, this is a marriage, and a marriage has a deeper commitment because there are vows that have been taken. What that means for me is you don't throw your worth out of the door or out in the trash. It just means that you try a little harder and you really try harder to make it work because you've made this solid commitment and vow to this person. But it does not mean that you continue to allow yourself to be devalued at the expense of your self-esteem and your worth. So at some point, you do have to make a decision. And you do have to sometimes, unfortunately, the gift of goodbye is a present to all parties.
Okay. Say that one more time. Gift of
you
goodbye
got that
is
right.
What?
A present to all parties.
I like
you know, because
that.
If you remember that song a long time ago, and maybe you don't, I'm not going to put you out there, but I remember
okay.
it. Gladys Knight and the Pips, neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
To say goodbye,
mean,
yes, I do remember.
Right. So, men, it's been my experience personally that men don't, well, in my experience, they don't tend
right.
to leave. You know, they might be unhappy, but for whatever reason, they don't leave. And so by me having given them the gift of goodbye, it really gave them the freedom that they really wanted in the first place.
That's a good point. They don't really leave. We're going to do it. That's a whole other show. I like that. We're going to talk about that one because, you know, men don't really leave. You know,
right.
it depends on the
right.
man, of course. But
right.
we're going to, let's go to Ms. Nelson. Let's bring you in, and then we're going to take some of these comments that have come into the studio. Ms. Nelson, you know, I've heard you say, and you put it out there yourself, and I'm just reiterating here, that you've done all, you know, this has affected your marriage. You thought you were laughing when we brought you on the air, and you thought we were, you know, pretty much talking about you. But let me just ask you this. I think we may have lost Ms. Nelson for a second. She'll be back. They're telling me that we've
right.
lost her for a second. Let me go to one of the comments that have come into the studio here. We have several that have come in. This female writes in, she says, in reference to tonight's broadcast, is your marriage or relationship missing youth or vitality? She says, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, my marriage has been suffering from youth and vitality for 3 of the 5 years that I've been married. I have tried everything from counseling to pleading, begging, praying, but no changes have come. She wants to know if there's any advice. Ms. Blake, what would you say? She wants to know if there's any advice.
And she's already tried counseling is what I've heard.
She's tried counseling, begging, feeding, praying, fasting, the whole nine yards.
Number one, I really think that she needs to get my book. And this is not a sales pitch. It's truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
the book talks about a lot of this. I know personally what it's like to hang into a marriage and really try to make it work. On even a relationship when all the signs are clearly there. And it sounds like she has given it a lot. So, you know, she has to really start to ask herself, what is she worth? What is her value? And you hear me keep going back to value because commitment
mm-hmm.
is extremely important in a marriage. But
mm-hmm.
individuals in becoming one have to also be careful not to lose themselves. And that's
okay.
a whole nother
All
show.
Right. All right, and I agree with you. We're going to put a footnote on that one because that is another show. Let's go to, we're going to bring Ms. Nelson back in shortly, but let me go to Rose for a second. Ms. Rose, how do you feel about something that she just said? In a marriage or relationship, the importance of not losing yourself, could it be that if Harriet puts herself out there so much, she could eventually lose herself?
If she's going to succumb to him, to George, in everything that he wants in order for the marriage to work, then I think she might be losing herself. If he's going to put so much demands on her in order to stay, okay, and she has to satisfy him or please him in every way that he puts out there, although that is not something that she wants to do, but she's only doing all of these things which are unreasonable only in order to get him to stay, then she is losing herself because guess what? Eventually, he's going to get tired of that too, and he's either going to place more demands that she can't meet or he's going to decide, listen, I'm going to move on. I don't want you anyway. So I think she has to be very careful not to lose herself because she has to value her.
Okay, interesting point, and I agree with the both of you all having said that. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to go to 954-417. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening? 954-417.
I'm Sean.
Sean, thank you for joining us this evening. Sean, give us your take on tonight's broadcast.
Could I have a brief synopsis of us? I understand it's about the divorce, right?
Well, is your marriage or relationship missing youth and vitality? And we've got George and Harriet who are going through some changes in their relationship because they're missing youth and vitality. They're missing that energy, you know, to keep the marriage alive. And one of our comments that came in, this lady writes in that she wants to know if there's anybody that can give her any advice because she's done everything from prayer, pleading, begging, and you know, just hoping, I guess. And now she doesn't know what else to do. And she tried counseling as well.
Wow. We'll probably have to go back to see, you know, how long they dated before actually getting married because it seems as though they didn't really know each other. They probably jumped into marriage too early. And a lot of people say, well, why should you wait, you know, to get married? I think you should wait a while to see if you actually like that person. Because you could love a person all day, but if you don't like that person, you don't even want them around you. And it's very hard to actually, when you lose the spice in your marriage, and you do one person, it takes two people to make that marriage work. So if one person is not working towards it, I don't see, you know, the marriage continuing.
Okay, I think that's a very interesting point. It's always going to take the two. And if two are not walking together in agreement, then you're right. It's likely that it's not going to work out. We're going to ask you to stand by, Sean, just a moment. We're going to go to the phone lines again. Let's go to 917-399. We're going to try to get to some more of our comments tonight. And I will also give a food for thought if you all stand by around the last 5 minutes of the show tonight. So we've got about 20 minutes before we get to that part. We're going to go to 917-399. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, Dr. Walker. It's Angela.
Angela, thank you for joining us this evening. Let me ask you, you know, when marriages are done with the youth and vitality, I mean, what happens? What do you do when the youth and vitality are gone from marriage?
Well, the youth system, you're both growing old together, so I don't see how that should affect that much. But
okay.
Like your last caller said, to reiterate on that, that if you don't like a person, how can you really love them, you know?
Right.
I just think that work, not being able to spend time with each other does play a part with the marriage. I'm sorry, Dr. Wilson. Can I get back to you with this question? I'm kind
of
lost right now.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Okay. Let's bring back in Ms. Nelson just for a second. Ms. Nelson, you put it out there earlier, and I'm just reiterating that you feel that you've done everything in your own marriage. And we lost you for a moment, but I see that you're back. Producers, let me know that you are back with us. And you say you're done. Are you all still together, and are you just marking time, or is it a convenient thing at this point?
Well, at this point, it's just a matter. We're both working on selling our home. We're both still in the home. However, it's very difficult to even try to live like that because then, you know, when you have a party that is not interested in really conversation, communicating, and things like that, then it's just two roommates basically living together. And this is why I say too many times we drag along relationships and we keep trying to find a way to try to make it better or for it to work somehow. But when that interest is gone and you've already done everything possible, it's best to go on and move on about your life, not to sit around and waste time. Now, what I did put it out there so I can say what I've done, I've gotten myself more involved with the Lord. That's who has become my companion. And that's why at this point I'm not saddened. I'm very happy about the decisions that I'm making towards moving forward. And so I would say to anyone that is going through this, Harriet or whoever is going through this, find yourself, keep yourself busy with God and things of a ministry or anything like that, or helping other people. Because I'm telling you, it can be hard moving on, but you have to go ahead and do what you have to do. You cannot lose yourself, and you can lose yourself if you continue to stay in a dead relationship.
Okay.
Ask God to
and
help
I,
you
I,
build
I,
your self-esteem and so forth and
right.
move on.
Right.
But let me ask you this, Ms. Nelson. I do want to ask you this, and I don't mean to put it out there. Ms. Blake, we're going to bring you in just a second. And
sure.
You say the ministry of helping other people. And you know, Ms. Blake said earlier, you know, we do keep it real. Some, you know, it gets raw sometimes. And, you know, and we don't mean to offend anyone. And I should speak for myself because, you know, sometimes Ms. Blake, you know, threatens me to take off the gloves, and I tell her to go ahead and take off the gloves. And I got to take off the gloves, Ms. Nelson. You put it out there. I got to ask this question because you put it out there. I mean, you're waiting to sell your home, but you're still living in the house together. What about if he comes over and knocks on your door and says, hey, you know, can I sleep with you tonight? Can I, you know, I'm feeling a little intimate. I mean, how does that work? Does it once in a while or?
Well, that's why I said I've made up my mind and my heart that the relationship is over. So, you know, you can come and knock all day, but it's not going to happen. God has become my companion. If you can't love me and show me compassion and love in the marriage, while we had the marriage going, then of course that, to me, having a sexual relationship with someone that you know does not love you or does not care for you, that's not a good thing to get to do, because that person is only using you just to fulfill his needs. Well, that you have to make up in your mind and your heart as a woman that this is just not going to happen.
Okay.
In other words,
you got to
respect yourself.
You
right.
got to respect yourself.
Absolutely.
That's very interesting.
Okay.
Let me go to Ms. Blake. Come on in. You know, that's
I'm chomping at the bits over here. And I absolutely, again, kudos again to our caller. And I don't want our listeners to mistake my philosophy about marriage. I am highly committed to marriage. I believe it's a wonderful institution created by God. That's how families are built. But it does not always work. As I've said this more than once, sometimes we don't marry the right person, and that
right.
is the key. It's the choice that we make. And I'm not being hard on our call because I've been there, you know. So I fully understand it. But it is so important, again, for not to lose yourself. You know, sometimes you may have church members that keep telling you, hang in there, pray sister. In the meantime, that individual self being damaged beyond, almost beyond repair.
Exactly.
It's almost like child abuse, almost. Emotional
right.
abuse is just as dangerous as physical abuse.
Okay.
And so
we're
those
gonna come
are
back
the things
to
keep in mind.
And I agree with you. Emotional abuse is just as damaging as physical abuse. I do agree with that. Let me just ask, Ms. Blake, I'm going to go at you with this, and then Ms. Nelson, you can certainly chime
sure.
in if you'd like. You know, Ms. Nelson is telling me here that, you know, the Lord has become her companion, and she's still legally married to this man, waiting for the home
mm-hmm.
to be sold. And
mm-hmm.
he, you know, that sounds to me almost like you're contributing to me going out there to get me some somewhere else. You know,
well,
while you're,
you know.
Huh?
Well, you know,
I mean, come on,
Ms. Blake,
I'm
going
to give you a chance. Go ahead, Ms. Blake. I mean, you know,
you hear me?
Can I interrupt for one moment? Can I interrupt
yes.
for a moment? This is Ms. Nelson.
Yes.
I'll interrupt
yes.
for a moment. Maybe I can kind of
yes.
clarify that part.
Please.
First
okay.
of all, when your husband has cut you off from that part of the relationship, then, of course, he's not going to come knocking at your door.
Right.
So therefore, you have to respect yourself and say, that's over.
Absolutely.
Wow.
As well as any, it's a marriage.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. There you go. Ms. Nelson, thank you.
So I had to clarify that.
Thank you so much.
That was his deal.
Okay.
He cut that off.
You know, I'm trying to make some sense out of this stuff. I'm like, I'm in the next room, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. You know, we're still living together. I'm still paying part of these bills around here.
Mm.
Okay. You talk about, you know. Yes.
But I've been there. I have been there. And I'm going to tell you, when I'm done, I'm D-O-N-E. done.
Yes.
And the thing about me,
I agree.
Is I will see you tomorrow on the street, and we'll have an excellent conversation. You know, there's a reason I'm a talk show co-host, because I'll talk all day long. But as far as when I'm done with you physically, I am so done.
That's right.
It is so not happening.
Okay. That is interesting. Let's see if we'll take another one of these comments. You know, Ms. Nelson, we, as Ms. Blake said earlier, we really commend you for coming on and putting it out there, because on this show we like to keep it real, because so many times people are, and you hear, you know, Ms. Blake talked about it earlier, that we do have some answers. We may not have all the answers, but we have some answers.
Right.
And oftentimes people will come on with religiosity, you know, and prayer and stuff, and sometimes you can pray for 100 years. But God does not impose his will on any one person. So while one person may be praying, while she's praying or he's praying, the other party might not be saying, hey, that's not what I want. So I have free will.
Right.
You know, and I agree with what Rose said earlier about, you know, it's hard, you know, and all of us are saying the same thing. We're not speaking against marriage. But I just want to place here, I too believe that the institution of marriage is of God. But not all marriages are of God. And just like she said earlier, she said sometimes we end up marrying the wrong person. You know, and we do, and I believe that. And I believe that we sometimes end up marrying the wrong person. Let's take another comment that is coming to the studio. Let's just go first and see if Angela has a comment. Angela, do you have a comment before we go take the next comment?
No, I'm just going to continue listening in. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem at all. Then we're going to ask her to stand by. Let's take another comment, and then, Rose, we're going to give you this comment that is coming to the studio as well. Let's see here. This comes in from a male. He says, is your marriage a relationship missing youth or vitality? He said, I saw what my parents went through throughout their marriage, even with my father cheating on her several times. I would suggest to anyone in a relationship or marriage, if it's just not working out there, don't try to force it. I don't think it's worth it. Well, he sends very hard language in here. Is he on point to your Rose?
I agree. You cannot force it. After you've done all you can, it doesn't work, then you move on.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think that was short and to the point. And, you know, I agree. I mean, you can't get it any better than that. When you've done all that you can, and it sounds like, Ms. Nelson, that you've done all that you can, and, I mean, it may be the gift of goodbye. It's just a matter of time. You know, I know you're hurrying, hoping to hurry and sell that home, and so you can go on about your life, and I commend you for that.
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Well,
you know,
I want to say one thing. My pastor, you know, my pastor comes over. He has come over many times to counsel us. And the last time he came over to counsel, I said to him, I said, I do respect you as a pastor, and I respect the fact that you're praying for us. I said, but let me just say this. From my perspective, pray for us as individuals. Do not pray that my marriage work, because it's over.
Gotcha.
Okay, because when you, like I said, a woman knows in her heart when it's over. And you just got to get to that point where you say within yourself, I got to let this go. This
Absolutely.
Is it.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to keep yourself.
But what about Ms. Nelson, and I'm asking the ladies on the show, including Rose and Ms. Blake and Angela, all of you all that are on the show, and Sean, what if he is very good-looking, tall, dark, and handsome, and, I mean, he just, you know, stops traffic. Women have accidents by just looking at this man. What about that, a case like that, Ms. Nelson? I mean, that doesn't want to make you just stay.
Well, no, because it's not really just attraction, physical attraction that would attract me to a man, and if that's all it is to it, then that's another reason why a marriage can go bad. It would be the characteristics of a man that would attract me. His humor, you know, the compassion that he has within him, how he treats other women, how he treats other people, you know, that attracts me in a man, not just a physical attraction.
So
he can be the most handsome man out there, and he can have the most ugly attitude.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Blake, chime in on that. I mean, if he's tall, dark, and handsome, and, I mean, when you just stay a little longer until, you know, because other women, you know, some other woman was about to grab him. What do you think, Miss Blake?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's interesting you asked me that question because I am known for dating and marrying fine brothers. That's just a fact. But
okay, here, keeping it real.
Once your character, once you show me who you are through your character, you're not loving my heart, you don't even look good anymore.
Wow.
I don't
wow.
even see you through the same eyes. And I'm not judging you. It is just some kind of physiological, psychophysiological reaction I have. But now I look at you, and you don't even turn me on anymore.
Wow.
That's keeping it real.
That's keeping it real. Rose, let me get over here.
That's keeping it real.
Rose, what if he looks like Denzel Washington? Aren't you just going to stay a little longer, Rose? Come on. Somebody give it to me real and raw.
I totally agree with Miss Blake. Number one, I think if he's so full of himself, then number one, I wouldn't even look at him in the first place. And also, that could be the reason why the marriage is going sour, because he's so full of himself and he thinks that all these other women are after him, and so he thinks he's all there and then some. I think I would leave him even faster, quicker, you know. If that's the case.
You know, Ms. Blaine, we're going to have a show on that. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I must say this. This has been my lifelong philosophy in relationships and in marriages. If he does not value me, then he doesn't even deserve me.
That's exactly
wow.
right.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going to ask you all to stand by. You're listening live to Dr. Jesse Walker's show, 347-857-1769. You can also catch this show in its entirety 20 minutes after it's broadcast. We have over 700 shows that we've done. We are certain that there's one out there that will serve your purpose. All right, let's take another comment that's coming here. This is really a hot night tonight. You know, I mean, I feel like I have a lot of energy with this broadcast tonight. We're going to go ahead and take another comment. Ms. Nelson, we're going to give you this one here. This male writes in, he says, is your marriage or relationship missing youth or vitality? The way I see it, if you're not happy in your marriage or relationship for some time now, then I would say, why stay in a miserable marriage or relationship, only making each other more miserable? Ms. Nelson, that sounds like it's right up your alley. I mean,
it's
he's
right up my alley. That's
this,
exactly right.
I want to check the husband that sent that comment in.
Well, that's why I say you as a woman have to find yourself. Even after all that you're going through or have been through with your husband, you have to find that happiness within yourself. Now, I have found that happiness as well as peace within myself, and I've found that happiness within God. That's why I said God is my companion now. So whatever goes on from this point, it's just going to be me and bettering me. I'm just getting better and better every day. And I'll tell you something, that makes a man angry when he feels like you're moving on and you're not being miserable with him. That angers him. And it's just time to move on, honey, not waste more time with him.
Wow, that is interesting. Ms. Blake, you know, you make reference to having, you know, certain experiences. Why would that make the man angry when the woman is just moving on and she's not mad at him and she's just going on and praising the Lord like that?
Because he realizes that he was not her whole world, that her world didn't come crumbling down without him. Because some men make the mistake of thinking, especially if they're good in bed, I'm going to keep it real. If they're good in bed, they really think you're not going to let them go. And they're
right.
really surprised when you do.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. This is very interesting tonight. We're going to get to some more nitty-gritty shows. We really are. All right. Now, I mean, this brother George, you know, Harriet, it must be really rough, and it sounds like Harriet has reached that point where she's like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. All right, let's take another comment, Ms. Blake. We're going to give you this one here. This female writes in. She says, my marriage was encountering some difficult times in the first 2 years of our now 8 years of marriage. My husband and I had to make time to figure things out and make some decisions that if it's going to work, we will have to be the ones to make it happen. We came up with some ground rules that we still use today that works for us. Ms. Blake, as a life coach, as a person that deals with different issues out here, how important is it? I like what she said. In their 2 years, it was rough for them. It was rocky. You know, and now 8 years of marriage, they came up with some ground rules
that's working for them even to this day. How important is that?
That's very important, because what you have in that specific instance are two individuals who really are committed to making it work. We said this earlier on the show. It has to be two people. It cannot be one-sided. If you have two individuals that want to make it work, then it's quite possible to make it work.
Okay, I like that. I like that. And so, and there you have it. They sat down together. They came out with a plan, a strategy to make it work. Let's go to Sean. Sean, give us your thought. You have a short a thought that you want to bring in? 954-417, Sean, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just think that it is remarkable when two people can bring in their two differences, because God and put male and female together, and both are sinners, but they're supposed to live in harmony. That is a hard task for anybody. And I just, a lot of people are unequally yoked, as the life coach stated. I mean, you can be saved and still unequally yoked. One can be after God and the other one is just going through the motions. So it's very hard. I mean, you have to really digest before getting married, what are our goals and where are we going before you say the I do.
Wow, that is an interesting one.
You
must, go ahead.
And
go
Dr.
ahead.
Walker, even before that, and that's an excellent point, caller. Excellent.
Yes, it is.
So even before you do that, which is what my book talks about, you've got to know who you are. Because
right.
You can't blend two people unless you know who you're blending. You have to know the ingredients that you're putting in the mix.
You certainly do. With that note, we've got one more here that we're going to go over to. Let's give this, Ms. Blake, we're going to give you this final thought that we'll be able to take for tonight. Those of you all that whose comments we weren't able to get to, we do apologize. The hour goes so fast, and the producers are threatening me that I've got to go into the food spot. This email,
right.
Ms. Blake, she says, I must say, I got out of a dead-end marriage over 3 years ago because I could see that my husband at the time did not want to do much of anything except watch sports and eat, gaining a lot of weight. After becoming annoyed with that for several years, I decided to finally let it go and find someone that I could ultimately be happy with. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Ms. Blake, comment on that one. Sounds like Ms.
Again, each situation is different, and that specific lady did what was best for her. This is why you can't let everybody weigh in on your relationship, because they don't know your situation. They don't know your story.
That's right.
All right. Ms. Nelson, did you have a comment that you want to add just before we started to bring the show to a close and I go into my food for thought?
I just want to say, ladies, just find yourself, be at peace with yourself, and move on. Don't waste time.
Okay. On that note, and we commend all of you, all those of you all we weren't able to get to tonight, we're going to ask you to continue to listen live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We've got some future shows that are coming up. And next week's show is marriage really all that? Is marriage, Ms. Blake, is marriage really all that? That's next week's show. Are you ready for that one?
We'll be ready.
Okay. All right. I want to thank all of you all for listening. I'm going to ask all of you all to please stand by as I bring the show to a close. We're going to go right into the food for thought. The opinions expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own, and like those of my guests or other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate licensed, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. Now, the information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. When it comes to tonight's topic, is your marriage or relationship missing youth and vitality? How about changing in terms of trying to improve your marriage or relationship, to going over and beyond, as I talked about? How about changing some things you've repeatedly done that may be boring to your significant other? You see, I believe that you have, as Ms. Blake mentioned earlier, you have a commitment to those vows, and you don't just throw in the towel at the sign of danger in your marriage or relationship, particularly in your marriage. You know, so how about changing some things that you've done that may be boring to your significant other? I think you have to go over and beyond. You know, point number two, how about sitting down together with your significant other's interests, your likes, and, of course, your dislikes? As one of the comments that came in tonight, they did. The lady now into her 8th year of marriage has her and her husband obviously sat down, and they discussed these things, and it's working for them today. Point number three, write out something different together. Why not sit down and write some things out different that you haven't done in the past? Okay, point number four, explore life together with new adventures. Come up with, you know, start looking at the 7 wonders of the world and decide, you know what, I might want to check out one of these wonders of the world every 2 to 3 years together with that significant other. Point number five, find a way to see if you can rekindle the love that you had once when you dated. Do some of the things that you did to get each other or to accept each other. Point number six, find a reason to get re-excited about life and about each other. I think that is worth repeating. Find a reason to get re-excited about life and about each other. Point number seven, if you really love and want each other, if you really want and love each other, why not make it happen? Because it will take the two of you to bring back the youth and vitality to your marriage or your relationship. The question is that I leave with you all tonight. The question is, are you willing to do your part to ensure your marriage or relationship has youth and vitality? I trust that you are. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and that's simply been my opinion. Now, I trust you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did, and please tune in this Friday and every Friday from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Time for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday's inspirational program, please remember to tune in next Tuesday when our topic will be, is marriage really all that? Please tune in because you really don't want to miss this show. Remember, you must be 18 or older to do so. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.